The morning sun warms the pines on the Palatine Hill, and you are walking the ridge where Augustus chose to live. Not on a colonnaded summit, but in a house his contemporaries called plain. His successors did not keep that restraint. Under Domitian, a generation later, the hill was paved with the Domus Augustana, sunken gardens, and throne rooms covering the slope you are standing on now. Below your feet, older still, sit the traces of Iron Age huts. People lived on this defensible ridge long before the legend says Romulus drew his first furrow. The legend is the part you already know. Two infants, sons of the god Mars, abandoned near the Tiber. A she-wolf finds them in a cave on this hill. They grow up, they argue over where to build a city, and Romulus kills his brother Remus on the ground you are walking across. The hut floors are real. The cave was the question. Walk toward the western edge of the hill, above what was once the Velabrum Marsh. Somewhere below, the Romans pointed for centuries to a sacred grotto they called the Lupercal. Every February a festival was held in its honor, the Lupercalia, attested across the Republic and the early Empire. Then, slowly, the precise location of the shrine slipped out of the record. In November 2007, archaeologists working to stabilize the ruins of the Domus Augustana announced they had broken through into a vaulted chamber far beneath the palace floor. They lowered a camera. The footage showed a domed ceiling encrusted with seashells and colored mosaic. Italian officials, standing on the hill that morning, said it on camera. This was the Lupercal, finally found. The pushback came almost immediately. Some scholars argued the chamber was a nymphaeum, a decorated grotto built for the palace above, too richly dressed to be a wolf cave from the founding story. Others pointed out that its position did not match where ancient sources put the shrine. Andrea Carandini, who has excavated early Rome on this hill for decades, has argued for a sacred reading. Others remain unconvinced. The chamber has never been fully entered. The question has never been closed. So you are standing on a hill where the founding story has a maybe address. A vault sealed under imperial concrete, photographed but not walked into, that is either the cradle of the city or an expensive garden ornament for a long-dead emperor. Turn the other way and find the house of Livia, Augustus's wife. The frescoes inside are still legible after 2,000 years. Painted gardens. Painted birds. Painted columns that hold nothing up. She lived in these rooms while her husband ran the empire from the modest house next door. She outlived him by 15 years and was declared a goddess after death. Her painted walls are still here. His plain house is mostly gone. Below all of it, the chamber waits. The camera saw shells and mosaic. No one has yet seen the floor. Whatever Romulus did or did not do on this hill, the place the Romans believed he did it is still sealed underneath you, and the announcement from 2007 is still, technically, the last word.